afterward, love thy neighbor. The bridge in Nicaragua was finished in July of 2011. If you're wondering what happened to all of the chapters telling how the community finished the bridge, it's because this book wasn't just about building a bridge. This book was more about love, not just any kind of love, unconditional love, love for our God and love for our neighbors. The people in Nicaragua are my neighbors, and I deeply love them. But even with the bridge being completed and this book at the end, I still had one prayer that had remained unanswered. That prayer was for God to allow me to find my birth mother. If God had only a single blessing waiting for me on the other side of this mountain I had just climbed, in my heart I wanted so bad for this to be it. Then on Monday, July 18th, as I shared the news with several co-workers about the bridge being completed, I got a phone call from the agency that had been searching over 2 years for my birth mother. They had located and spoken with her. At that moment, it was almost like the Lord was saying, "Thomas, you've been faithful to the cries of my people, and now here is your blessing." Later that week, I reflected back on the past 2 years and everything that had happened in my life. I began to think about where this faith journey had started. It started with me searching and praying for a renewed purpose in my life. Then the vision the Lord gave me. And one day, the fulfillment of that vision. At the age of 60, I died and went to heaven. I found myself face to face with Jesus. Looking into my eyes, he asked me one question. 20 years ago, I gave you this vision, and now, who have you helped in the past 20 years? Thinking back, my eyes quickly fell upon his face. My head raised high as I answered, "The least of these, Lord, the least of these." The question you may now have is, where can I start my journey? If you desire to accept Jesus as the Savior and Lord of your life, let me encourage you to pray the following. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. I believe with all my heart that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for my sins. I know I have sinned. I ask you to forgive me. I turn away from my life of sin and selfishness and receive you as my Savior and Lord. I want to learn to love you, trust you, and serve you. Thank you for coming into my life. I pray in your name. Amen. If you want to rededicate your life to Christ, let me encourage you to pray the following. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you afresh as my Savior and Lord. I confess my tendency to wander from you. Draw me back to yourself with cords of love. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me the strength of mind and heart I need each day to live for you. Use my life to make a difference in this world for the sake of your kingdom. I pray in your name. Amen. Now, begin living out the most important command in the Bible as given by Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, New Century Version. Then follow the second command given by Jesus. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, New Century Version. Do something as simple as visiting a person in the hospital and taking them a card with 10 $1 bills inside and a copy of this book, simply to encourage and assure them that God loves them and is listening to their prayers. Ask God to show you a mountain. When you see it, start climbing. Then, when adversity is hurled your way, don't stop climbing. And no matter what people may say, never look back. Most importantly, enjoy the climb.